today, Bap Dada, the world transformer. Has come to meet his companion children. Today, Bap Dada, the world transformer, has come to meet his companion children. On the forehead of each child, he is seeing three special attainments from the Supreme. One is to be the holiest,
highest,
and richest. So he's seeing these three special attainments, godly attainments, on the forehead of each child. Holiest, highest, and richest.
Holy.
The foundation of this knowledge is holy, that is, to be pure. So each child is holiest. Purity is not just celibacy. But purity is not just celibacy, but it is purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, and connections. Godly Brahmin souls are the holiest in all three aspects of time, the beginning, middle, and end. First of all, when souls reside in Paramdham,
Tofabi
even there you are the holiest. And then, when you come down in the beginning, then in the beginning, in your deity form, you are also the holiest souls. The speciality of a holiest soul, that is, of a pure soul, is that of remaining completely pure whilst living with a family. The speciality of a holiest soul, that is a pure soul, is of remaining completely pure whilst living with a family. Others too become pure. But the speciality of your purity is that impurity doesn't touch your mind or intellect even in your dreams. In Satyug, the golden age, you souls are pure and your bodies are also pure. The purity of both the soul and body is elevated purity. Just as you become the holiest, in the same way, you also become the highest. You are the highest of all Brahman souls. And you have also become the children of the Highest on High Father. In the beginning, in Param Dham, you are the Highest. That is, you reside with the Father. In the middle too, in the middle period too, you become worthy of worship souls. Such beautiful temples are built to you, and you are worshipped with such discipline, with the right method. You deities are worshipped in the temples with the right method. Similarly, temples are built to others too, but only your deity form is worshipped with the right method. So you are holiest and also the Highest. Together with that, you are also the richest. In the world, they say, richest in the world. But you, elevated souls, are the richest in the cycle. You are the richest throughout the cycle. Do you remember your treasures? How many treasures are you the master of? The imperishable treasures that you attain in this one birth, they last for many births. So the imperishable treasures that you attain in this one birth last for many births. No one else's treasures last for many births. However, your treasures are spiritual. The treasure of powers, the treasure of knowledge, gyan. The treasure of virtues, gurna. The treasure of elevated thoughts, srishth sankalp. And the treasure of the present time. All these treasures last for birth after birth. Treasures attained in one birth go with you. The treasures attained in one birth go with you. Because you have attained them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. And so, do you have the intoxication that your treasures are imperishable? In order to attain these spiritual treasures, you have become easy yogis. It is with the power of remembrance that you accumulate the treasures. Also, at this time, you are carefree emperors who are full of all treasures. Do you have any worries? Do you? Because these treasures cannot be stolen by any thief. No king can eat them, I take them, nor can water drown them. And this is why you are therefore carefree emperors, Befikar Badshah. So these treasures always stay in your awareness, do they not? And why is remembrance easy?
Some say,
the basis, the basis of having greater remembrance is one, relationship, and secondly, attainment. The lovelier, the more loving the relationship, the more natural your remembrance is, because there is love in the relationship. And where there is love, then where there is love, it is not difficult to remember the one you love. In fact, it is difficult to forget that one. So the Father has created the basis for all relationships. Do all of you experience yourselves to be easy yogis? Or are you difficult yogis? Are you yogis who find it difficult? Is it easy? Or is it sometimes easy and sometimes difficult? When you remember the Father with a relationship and with love, remembrance is not difficult. Also, remember the attainments. The bestower of all attainments has given you all attainments. So, do you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? Bap Dada has also told you the easy way to accumulate the treasures. The way to attain all the imperishable treasures is a dot bindi. Just as perishable treasures increase by adding a zero, in the same way, the method to accumulate the imperishable treasures is also a dot, to apply the bindi, the dot. there are the three dots. The soul is a dot. The father is a dot. And whatever has already happened in the drama is a full stop. That is a bindi, a dot. So, do you know how to apply a bindi, a dot? What is the easiest punctuation mark to apply? It is to apply a dot, a bindi, isn't it? So the soul is a dot, the father is a dot, and through this awareness, your treasures automatically accumulate. By remembering the bindi, the dot, in a second, you receive so much happiness. All of these treasures are the right of your Brahmin life. Because to be a child means to have a right. You especially have the right to three relationships. You have made the Supreme Soul your father, your teacher, and also your Satguru. Through these three relationships, through these three relationships, you attain sustenance, and then the study, which is the source of income, and the blessings from the Satguru. You receive the blessings so easily. Because it is a child's birthright to receive blessings from the father. Bap Dada is checking every child's account of accumulation. All of you should also check your account of accumulation at every moment. The method to check whether you have accumulated or not is whatever actions you performed, you yourself should be content, and whoever you performed that action with should also be content. If there is contentment in both, then you can understand that you have accumulated in your account. If there isn't contentment in yourself or in the one with whom you have performed that action, then you haven't accumulated. Bap Dada also continues to caution all of you children about the time. This present time of the confluence age is the most elevated of all throughout the whole cycle. Because it is this confluence age that is the time to sow the seeds of elevated action. It is the time to attain the practical instant fruit. So it's the time to sow the seeds of elevated actions and the time to attain the practical instant fruit. Every second of the confluence age is the most elevated of all. So, So can all of you, in 1 second, become stable in the bodiless stage? In 1 second. But Dada has told you an easy method. Adopt a method for constant remembrance. Throughout the whole day, all of you speak 2 words, and you say those words many times. Those 2 words are I and mine, main aur mera. And so when you say the word I, the Father has given you the introduction. I am a soul. So whenever you say the word I, then remember this. That I am a soul. Do not think of I alone. Together with this, think I am a soul. Because you know that you are an elevated soul, that is, you are a soul who stays within godly sustenance, and when you say the word mine, mera, then who is mine? Mera Baba, my Baba, that is God the Father. So, whenever you say the words I and mine, then make this addition. I, the soul, and my Baba. Mera Baba. The more you bring about the consciousness of mine with the Father, the easier your remembrance will become. Because you never forget anything that is yours. Look, throughout the day, you only remember the things that are yours. And so, with this method, you can easily become constant yogis. Dada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. When you are stable in your self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. There will either be body consciousness or self-respect. The meaning of self-respect is to come from that place of elevated awareness, that is, the soul. So, are all of you stable in your self-respect? The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural it will be to give respect to others. And so, isn't it so easy to remain stable in your self-respect? So do all of you remain happy? Because those who remain happy themselves also make others happy. Bab Dada always says, never lose your happiness throughout the day. Why? Happiness is such that in that happiness there is health, there is wealth, and you are also happy. If there isn't happiness, then life is without sweetness. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no treasure like happiness. No matter how many treasures you may have, if you haven't got happiness, then you cannot attain anything from the treasures. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. So, wealth is happiness, health is happiness. Happy is said, and so you are happy anyway. And so there are all these three things in happiness. And the Father has given you the treasure of imperishable happiness. Do not lose the Father's treasures. So, do you always remain happy? Bap Dada has given you the homework. Bap Dada has given you the homework to remain happy and to distribute happiness. Because happiness is such that the more you distribute it, the more it will increase. Have you experienced this? You have experienced this, have you not? If you distribute happiness, before distributing, it increases in you. When you please someone, you make someone happy, you yourself become happy. So have all of you done your homework? Have you? Those who have done it, raise your hand. Those who have done it, to remain happy, not to give reasons and excuses, but to be an embodiment of solutions, raise your hands, raise your hands. Now, you will not say that this happened, will you? Some children have written to Bap Dada with their result, saying to what percentage they remained okay. If you keep the aim, you automatically develop the qualification for the aim. Laksh is aim, lakshan is qualification. Okay, what are we going to do now? Now, it is the turn of Gujarat for service and over 17,000 souls from all over Gujarat are present in the hall today.
Baba Seva Katar Gujarat ka hai. Aur Seva Dhari Tasha Gujarat ki party ki 6,500 aaye.
At the time the Murli was spoken, 6,500 Sevadaris from Gujarat are present. And Baba is saying, it is good. Get up. Those from Gujarat. Bab Dada is also happy that the children are increasing their account of charity with a variety of methods. Bab Dada has already told you, accumulate in three accounts. One is the account of accumulation through your own efforts. The second account is the account of charity, of making other souls content. Contentment accumulates in your account of charity. And the third is the account of loving relationships in service with your mind and words. And so check all three accounts. Nothing should be lacking in all three. So, will you claim number one? Claim number one in the account of accumulation. So what are you going to do? You will perform wonders, will you not? Perform wonders and claim a number. It is fine, it's good. You can sit down, you'll get tired. All of you should always keep your mind busy, because it is the mind that deceives you. It is the mind that has tension. It is the mind that wanders here and there. And so, to keep the mind busy means to become stable in your complete stage quickly, as quickly as possible. Bab Dada says, when you speak of the physical organs saying mine, when you say my hand, you can control your hand, can you not? You are able to put your hand where you want and as you want. So is the mind yours, or do you belong to the mind? You are the masters of the mind, are you not? It is not I the mind, is it? The mind is not the king. The soul is the king. So, when you imbibe controlling power and ruling power, so when you imbibe controlling power and ruling power, your mind will become your best of all, number one cooperative companion. Just try it and see. Simply become a master. Become a king. It's good. And now there was about 100 foreigners, double foreigners that are present. So, double foreigners, you don't forget your original foreign place, do you? Which place are you originally from? You remember that, do you not? And this is why everyone calls you double foreigners. You're not just foreigners, but double foreigners. And so, you probably don't ever forget your sweet home, do you? Just as you are double foreigners, in the same way, now, in the same way, now do double service with your mind and also with words. With the power of your mind, create a spiritual attitude for all souls. Create an atmosphere. It's very good. It is good that you come every season, in every turn, and everyone has this happiness. So, continue to fly and continue to make others fly. It is good. Bab Dada has seen in the result that you are now going fast in transforming yourself. You're going fast in transforming yourself. And so the speed of self-transformation will increase the speed of world transformation. Acha, you can now sit down. Do you remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill? Now, Bap Dada wants every child, whether old or new, whether little or senior, in fact, the little ones can quickly become like the father. And so now, in 1 second, so in 1 second, your mind should become stable and concentrated wherever you want. Constantly continue to perform this drill of concentration. Now, in 1 second, become a master of the mind. Become stable in the awareness. Become stable in the awareness of I and my Baba are my world and there is none other. Remain concentrated and stable in this awareness. I and my Baba are my world, and there is none other. अच्छा to all the intense effort making children everywhere. To the children who are the embodiments of experience of the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. To the children who always remain set and seated on their seat of self-respect. To the children who are always merciful and give souls of the world a drop of happiness and peace through the power of their mind, to such merciful and compassionate children. To the children who are always merged in the Father's love and seated on his heart throne. Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Bap Dada's Yad Pyar, love and remembrance, and namaste. Om Shanti.
We have to see happiness. We have to distribute happiness to others. Today, we all felt very happy listening to Baba's Murli. So, today there was a toli and 40 fruits were there in the bhog. Baba saw, you all can clap for it. Baba also sees children's loveful feelings. Children are also lost in Baba's love. Baba said, when you are in your eternal form and when you are in the soul world with Baba, you are holiest in the deity world also. You are also holiest, highest and the richest in the world. We attained so many blessings from Baba. Now Madhurvani group is in front of us and it will present a very beautiful song. The words are, sweet Baba, beloved Baba, you have showered us with so much love. Beloved Baba, you have showered us with so much love, are the lyrics of the song. Sweet Baba, you have showered us so much, with so much love. We are also feeling, also have feelings of love. You have made us attained with all the treasures. Our heart is singing Ba Baba Ba Baba. I am Baba's, Baba is mine. Baba is mine. Baba, you have made us jewels of your eyes. Baba, you decorate us with so much love. And we all follow your directions that you give so lovefully. We have surrendered to you, Baba. You have made us the richest with your blessings. Our heart is singing, Baba is mine, I am Baba's. I belong to Baba, Baba is mine. Baba, with your company, there is victory in all our steps. Baba, you have made us highest. am Baba's, Baba is mine. Can dream that God Himself descends here and is distributing the fortune of the Golden Age. We are the companion of the Fortune maker. Our heart is saying Wah Baba Wah Baba. I am Baba's, Baba is mine. We are all experiencing Baba's love. Baba is so happy seeing all his children. Baba with us, we have most respected Sister Munni with us. She will now give her good wishes from Sister Munni, and also all the brothers and sisters pay attention that those who have not taken godly gift yet, and tomorrow after the Murli class, before the breakfast in the conference hall, you will get the godly gift. And teachers, pay attention tomorrow after the Murli class, before the breakfast in Gyan Moti Hall, there you all will receive Baba's toli. Double fondness, brothers and make sure all your belongings, don't forget your belongings. If you lose anything, then it is very difficult to get it back. Be careful about your belongings.
Please assemble in front of transport department. From there you will get buses for going back to
from transport department you will get your buses to go back to Gyan Sarovar. Now we will listen to most respected Munni Didi. Om Shanti. Our beloved Baba, gives us many points of inculcation, of jewels of knowledge. He fills our apron with knowledge. Baba's seven turn has completed. Now only three turns more are left. So when Baba tells the Murli, or Baba, we are giving bhog, offering bhog to Baba, then I had a very heart-touching feeling. I was feeling like, in practical, Dadi's is offering bhog to Baba, and I used to forget. And currently I'm sitting here. I feel that I'm in that world only. So today especially I felt this way. This is the special feeling that I had today. Baba decorates us from all means. Baba said to us, you are the highest, you are holiest, and you are the richest. So Baba decorates us with such beautiful jewels of knowledge and makes us so wealthy in a subtle form. And Baba says that throughout the day, I and mine, when you keep in your intellect or when you say about it, then have it in your consciousness that I am a soul. And who is mine? Nobody is mine except one Shiv Baba. My father is mine. I am a soul. Baba has specially said. So everyone has to stay in a lot of happiness, and there is no other medicine like happiness. So this meeting was heart touching, and this meeting was heart touching. So many children has gathered here in Madhuban, and they take sustenance directly from Baba. From these words, I complete my speech. Om Shanti. Now I request request to share your inspiration. Most respected Sister Jayanti. Om Shanti. Today I also was experiencing something very special. When we were seeing the last scene, I felt when Baba used to come and Baba used to give drishti in silence. At that time the drishti, vision of Baba, is very powerful, and every soul used to feel satisfied in that vision. Baba used to give long duration drishti, no matter how many thousands of the souls are sitting here, but everyone used to feel very satisfied. But the drishti vision in the last, when brothers and dadis were sitting close to Dadi, at that time Baba's face was something else. It used to feel like Baba is very happy with the children. Sometimes we feel that in the soul world, when Baba is there, in the incorporeal world, there is no feeling in the incorporeal world. It is a deep silence in the incorporeal world. But in the confluence age, when Baba comes in the world, in earth, so Baba also has a lot of happiness, and there is a lot of bliss that Baba feels. So that Baba was very happy today in Baba's face, and Baba was also had a blissful state. Baba's face is also like embodiment in our hearts. And many things Shashiben and Munni Didi has already underlined. One, two, three point which pulled my attention is that when Baba was talking about the treasures, there are many types of treasures we all are aware of. But especially Baba mentioned, now is the treasure of the time also Baba pulled our attention. In the Laukik also, some people have a lot of importance of the time. They say time is money. Every second you can earn a lot. So like today also Baba was paying attention to the time of confluence age, that this is also very special treasure. And then Baba also told us that in the confluence age is the time where you can sow the seed of elevated actions. This is not the time to earn for one birth, but you can earn for the whole cycle. So then Baba was also talking to the brothers and sisters of Gujarat. So at that time there were 11,000 Gujarat brothers and sisters. So the gathering was looking so beautiful when everyone was standing and taking drishti from Baba. So Baba specially mentioned the treasure at that time. Baba has mentioned these three treasures already, that the time to accumulate this treasure is now. Second is the every soul, whatever exchange we have with any soul, whether it is regarding the service, the result is converted to pure deeds when everyone is satisfied and contented with each other. So there is importance of contentment. Baba said, if with a lot of love, with your words, actions and behavior, when you serve, then you accumulate a lot. And the last point that touched me was double formers Baba was talking to, but it is important for all of us. Baba said double service. Through the words you can do service, that is fine, but through the mind also, if we give good wishes to a soul, if through the soul conscious state we give good wishes to the soul, then it is like the field that is created, then that soul also progresses. So this double service detail that Baba gave us, that also is also heart touching, and we have to do double service. So every step Baba kept telling us new things. Every word Baba kept fulfilling us with treasures of knowledge, so that we can really experience and become and experience our holiest, highest and richest form. Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti. Many thanks. I request mothers to not make noise, especially teachers. You all will get toli in Dadi meeting hall tomorrow. Now I request most respected Karuna Bhaiji to give his inspirational words. Om Shanti. First, you all, I thank you all from my heart, all the brothers and sisters from Gujarat. There was not a feeling that sometimes says Baba comes or does not come. This type of, sometimes people think that way. I experienced this through you all. Which child forgets the home? No one. So, in that also, Gujarat is the room of Madhuban. So, in your own home you came. At the right time you came and you are in front of Baba in a practical form, because the whole world is seeing. So I, on behalf of Madhuban, I give you my gratitude. In the morning also I told you that for 2026, for this year, you have the thought for the effort. So, we have not churned so much on this, but you have already churned and you have already made a program for the whole year. So I am able to recall there was a program organized for 1 lakh people. So Gujarat was number one in service. So for Golden Jubilee also you did a program that was also number one. So this year's effort, you have given the heading as self-progress. Service, you have already done a lot in the country, Bharat. You have done so much service in your state in Gujarat. There is many reasons behind the immense service that you have done. There has been a lot of expansion in service, but now the time that is left, like for Gujarat it is said that it is the land of Shri Krishna. So the Garba dance, it is celebrated in the whole world. So like that also, you all will also make effort to come in the beginning of the golden age, from ordinary human beings to the deities that you are becoming. You will become number one in that. I have these good wishes for all of you. I Om Shanti. Many, many thanks. Now I request Brother Mrityunjay, please share your good wishes and inspirations. Most respected Brother Mrityunjay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today, Baba made all of us children virtuous, powerful, holiest, highest, richest. These three words Baba gave us as a blessing to us children. Those who are virtuous, those who have the treasure of virtuous, they automatically become name worthy in the world. In the 5,000 world cycle also, we are the ones who are virtuous. We inculcate the values in ourselves. That is why we are worthy. Baba has also told us about good wishes, Baba has also said of unity and trust, you should have faith in your own self. There should be unity and trust in your own self. In the world's unity is a different aspect, but our meaning of unity is purity. We can accumulate that treasure and that becomes worship worthy. Those who accumulate the treasure of purity, they become worship worthy, not just for one birth, but for the half the cycle we become worship worthy. Today in our country also there was a budget session. There was a discussion in the parliament about the budget. Just for a joke, I say, Adani Ambani in Gujarat. How many are Ambani? Everyone is Ambani Adani in the hall. Like they are they can have tax. You don't have any tax to be paid. We can avail tax from them. Why? Because we don't have any treasury. We don't have any bank. We don't have any balance. But through the power of the mind, through the bank balance of the virtues, power of the knowledge, and power of the service, you are sitting in the diamond hall, you are becoming a diamond soul. And once you will become a diamond soul, you will make the whole world pure, and you will create the new world, you will create the new religion, you will bring the new system. And in this system, the whole world will transform in a world of happiness, will transform in a land of happiness. Now Baba says there is the treasure of time is also very less. We have to utilize it in a worthwhile way. Whatever we have to do it now. Whatever fortune you want to create it now. Whatever Baba says, distribute happiness. Once you distribute happiness, that is the most pure deeds. There is no Their Brahmin family has the most treasure of happiness. Like brother also said, you all are from Gujarat, from 11,000. It's not just 11,000, but in front of one, put one or more, it is 11. If you put parallelly one more one, it would be 1101. So in the confluence age, every soul has to do unlimited service, and you have to do it practically. You have to give knowledge to at least one person, and Gujarat is number one in the world service. Yes, you can clap for yourself. With these words, I would, and all the brothers and sisters of the country and abroad, from on behalf of myself, on behalf of the family from Madhuban, Dadis and Didis have already given their good wishes, but from my side also, a lot of congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Thank you. Om Shanti. Many, many thanks to you and congratulations to you also, brother. For 2 minutes, we will all sit in Baba's remembrance, and other brothers and sisters will then do the arrangement of the hall and give their cooperation in the hall arrangement. 2 minutes remembrance of Baba.